Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald Trump and his wall. Not the karmic wall built around him by spending all his political capital sucking up the superstitious xenophobes. No, we're talking about his obsession with a physical structure on our southern border, which he's variously described as being big, beautiful, see-through, transparent, steel slats, concrete, fences, barriers, whatever you want to call it. You could call it peaches. Recently, the president switched from having his rallies chant, "Build the wall," to "Finish the wall," as if he already started it, which is like a naked guy asking for alterations to the cuffs of the suit he isn't wearing and doesn't own. Just adding a couple of chapters to that whole Emperor's New Clothes analogy. After a 35-day government shutdown, this new resolution gives him less money for his wall than Democrats agreed to give in December. They don't call him Mr. Art of the Deal for nothing. Here's a question. How exactly does he plan to build a 1,952-mile-long wall on the Mexican border without using Mexican labor? Is he going to draft housewives from La Jolla? Marilyn, hand me that masonry trowel. He should build a wall around his refrigerator is what he should do. But they're taking all our jobs. Dude, if you're losing your job to someone with a fifth grade education who doesn't speak English, maybe immigration isn't your biggest problem. Now, he says he's going to run an end around by declaring a national emergency and taking money from other programs to build this precious wall. And he is certainly right on that point. This country is in a deep national emergency. The problem is, the national emergency is him. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.